Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Jonas Yantan. The Cabinet has given note to providing health coverage to all senior citizens above 70 years of age, irrespective of income, under Ayushman Bharat, PM Jan Arogya Yojana. Briefing media after the Cabinet meeting in Delhi yesterday, Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the senior citizens will get the facility of free treatment up to 5 lakh rupees. Senior citizens aged 70 years and above who are already availing benefits of other public health insurance schemes such as Central Government Health Scheme, Ex-Servicemen Contributory Health Scheme, Ayushman Central Armed Police Force may either choose their existing scheme or opt for APPMJY. Senior citizens who are under private health insurance policies or employees' state insurance scheme will also be eligible to avail benefits under APPMJY. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said the government is fully committed to holistic development of the border villages. Addressing the Border Area Development Conclave in New Delhi yesterday, Singh said Border Roads Organisation has constructed over 8,500 kilometres of roads and more than 400 permanent bridges in the last decade. The minister said on promoting tourism in border areas is being given special emphasis by the government. Deputy Chief Minister and Minister in Charge of Planning and Transformation and National Highways, T.R. Zeliang, chaired a meeting yesterday to discuss issues related to the road sector in the state. The meeting was attended by the Chief Secretary, Engineer-in-Chief NPWD, Chief Engineer BWD-NH, Chief Engineer BWD Roads and Bridges, Executive Director R.O. Kohima, NHIDCL, and a representative from Project Sevak PRO. During the meeting, Zeliang took serious cognizance of the condition of roads in the state, marred by incessant rains and other natural causes, and called upon implementing agencies to work diligently for their restoration. On the road stretches under NHIDCL, particularly NH29, four-lane road and NH2 continuously affected by landslides, mudslides and sinking, NHIDCL assured restoration of a smooth two-way traffic by the end of October. NHIDCL also presented a short-term plan to ensure uninterrupted traffic flow for Pagalabahar, where a major portion of the highway has been swept away by the river. For a long-term solution, it suggested diverting the course of the Chade River. On Zizza landslide, NHIDCL has requested the state government to close the traffic for a week as the progress of restoration work is being hampered. For the fresh landslide in NH29 near KMC Old Dumping Site, the NPWD-NH assured that the road would be open by the evening of September 11. Both Deputy Chief Minister and Chief Secretary stressed that the maintenance of the 7 different routes at various locations should be a priority given the uncertain state of NH29. Chief Minister Nipirio has expressed sadness on the demise of Daisy Yadin, mother of Jeffrey Yadin, editor and publisher of Nagaland Post, on September 11. Rio described Daisy as a woman of faith, filled with compassion, who was known for selflessly helping those in need. A recipient of the Governor's Medal for her benevolent contributions as a social worker, the Chief Minister said she will always be remembered for her warmth, kindness and the beautiful legacy she leaves behind. Rio, along with his family, extended the deepest condolences to the bereaved family members and prayed for Yadin's family's strength and comfort. Kohima Press Club, Dimapur Press Club, Mukokchung Press Club and the Rising People's Party have mourned the passing away of Daisy Yadin. A vertical curtain has been set up at NBCC Convention Centre, Kohima, under the National Clean Air Programme. Over 300 ornamental plants were planted yesterday by Kohima Forest Division to serve as air purifiers within the premises of NPCC Convention Centre. The Kohima Forest Division, as well as the NPCC members, has requested the general public to appreciate the initiative and refrain from damaging the installation. And in weather, the India Meteorological Department has predicted heavy rainfall over Assam, Meghalaya and Arunachal Pradesh for the next 6 days. Similar weather conditions are also expected over Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, West Bengal, Sikkim and Bihar till 14th September. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.